host Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Debra Lee and friends. Since 1996, Debra has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Debra today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Hello, everyone. So glad to be here with you on this very lovely Monday afternoon. And we are happy that you are here with us. So thanks for joining us. I am Debra Lee, and I will be your psychic love doctor for the next hour about so, right? An hour.
Ish.
No, seriously, I will be your psychic love doctor. AOL is who discovered me back in the mid-90s. They dubbed me psychic love doctor, and the name just stuck ever since. So I feel honored to be here with all of you, joining you. Those of you who are on News for the Soul Radio, yay, glad to have you with us. Those of you who are also joining us from the Facebook Psychic Love Doctor show page, where we are live streaming, or streaming live.
Whatever you want to say it.
Yes. That is my co-host and partner in crime, I guess you could say, where the show is concerned. That is Jimbo Baggins, and he will be your host there in Facebook. And he is also moderating, you know, calls and all, but he'll throw in a word or two here and there. So just a reminder, we're only using ordinary playing cards. So the distinction must be made that we are not doing tarot readings, oracle readings, or any of the other systems that are out there. Also, I will be using a full 24 card spread, layout, I should say, when I am preparing your reading. That way I'm able to get a really good look at the landscape in your life, the playing field, you know, the whole enchilada, so to speak. So that way I can get a feel intuitively what you're going through, what's really happening in your life, and most importantly, where you're going. So bear in mind, now I want to make this clear, that we use two other important tools, choice and change. Your choices impact the path that you are taking to the future, just the same as others who are making choices within the framework of their life. Their choices are impacting your life as well. The thing is to remember is change is an extremely dynamic and life-changing, well, change. Change is really the,
change.
It is the breath of life. It really is. There's no reason to suffer a miserable life. You don't have to. You can choose a better life. And you might be sitting there saying, oh, please, come on. Yes, if you really look at things within your life, often you are one decision away from changing your life. And I believe that completely. So with that said, I'm now going to turn you over to Mr. Excitement himself, Jimbo.
Let's remind everybody this show is for educational, informational purposes only. Also, let's remind everybody that if you are international, folks, be it a blog talk caller or be it a Facebooker, let us know, and we'll give you international live shout-outs, or live international shout-outs, I think is a better organized way to say that.
And we got a couple here. We have Marie, who is in the UK, Dr. Priya,
who is in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
I think that's the two I see thus far that are international. All right, let's get down to business.
Business.
646-595-4274. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll go into a queue and be told that you can listen to the show while you wait. And that is a true statement. If you hear nothing, something went wrong, hang up, dial again. That's because there's you'll hear something, unless there's the cell phone world likes to just not work properly occasionally. What are you going to do? All right. Also, Facebookers, when there's gaps, we can't promise you anything. If there's big gappage, we'll jump all over to your way.
Sure.
No promises can be made for everybody. Sound of harps. Yes, when the harps play, that means that your free reading with Deborah has concluded. There's others waiting. All good things must come to an end, and that is to signify the ending. But we shall give you a single angel card reading before we move on to the next caller. And tonight it is the Archangel Michael, Sword of Light Oracle card. Very good cards. Always good stuff there. Oh, that's right. And we got Rosemary. I keep forgetting she is in Italy still. So
yes.
She's international. That is true. You don't have to be from there or where there, just wherever your feet are on the ground.
Exactly. Buongiorno to you, Rosemary.
So, all right, there you go. I gave the number out. I gave everything else out. Let's take our first caller. And speaking of international,
well, here
our first caller is going to be international.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. We know.
Hi. How are you?
G'day.
It's our friend.
Friend from the land of the Aussies.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a beautiful 8 a.m. here in the Whitsunday Islands.
Ooh, and lovely.
It's chilly, 64 degrees, so it's usually round about 85. So it's a bit chilly.
Yep. That's a lot. Well, you guys are rolling into winter,
yes,
right?
Yes, you are.
rolling on in.
Well, before I'm ready for some psychic love, but before we get into that, I'd just like to take 1 minute of shameless self-promotion. I'm talking to the psychic love doctor, which is great. I'm becoming known as the spiritual mechanic, and I'm on a mission to eradicate suicide. And so I just want to put a message out to everybody that's listening. They can help just by going to my YouTube channel, Bob Eden, and subscribing to my YouTube channel, which will help me get my message out. Because as you know, it's all about number of subscribers. From every video that I've produced on the gift of depression, in the show notes is a link to my mailing list, and subscribing to that will help me in my mission too. So thank you everybody for helping me eradicate suicide, because I know it's doable, because I've been there, done that, and come through and come out the other side. So yeah, okay, I'm now ready for some psychic love.
Well, I first want to tell you I honor you for what you're doing, because I myself have lost 5 loved ones to suicide in and out of my family. And I think it's a loss you never really get over when it happens. And yet you want to have been there. You wish you could have done something. And I think that regret, that, well I don't know what else you would call it, but that instant of wishing you could have saved a life, well, it wasn't in the cards for me or others close to the 5, but oh, how we miss them terribly. So thank you so much for what you are doing.
What I've realized, Deborah, is looking globally, wherever I look, there is so much effort put into suicide prevention, and for me that's too little too late. Where our focus needs to be is on depression recovery before they actually get to that state. And so that's what all my videos are about, how I'm, since 1984, I have developed a drug-free protocol for the ability to totally recover from depression. And that's what I'm out there trying to get my message out. And it works, you know, it worked for me, and I'm just a simple bloke, and if I can do it, anybody can.
Well, that is miraculous, really. And I'm so glad that you have this calling on your life. You know,
this
the more we... Yes, you bet it is. You bet it is. So tell us again how we can reach you for those who are listening.
Yeah, my name is Bob Eden. That's E-D-E-N, like in the Garden of Eden.
Okay.
And yes, I have created my own Garden of Eden on Earth. So if you just search YouTube for Bob Eden, you'll find me. And if you want, anybody wants to find anything I've created, just type into Google the gift of depression, space Bob Eden, and all my works will be listed there.
Well, that's terrific, Bob. And I'm going to personally look right after the show myself. And I will give
you
a shout out on my pages. So thank you for what you're doing. To, you know, all it takes is one to get things started, and others will soon follow. So thank you. Now, we better look at some psychic love for you.
Love is in the air.
Bring it in.
Yes. Have you found your love of your life lady yet?
No, but I lost my dog, Charlie, on Easter Monday. I was hoping that if he was going to die, he'd do it on Easter Friday and then rise again over the weekend, but he didn't. So I've lost the great love in my life. But no, I haven't found yet my wholesome, feminine, awesome, succulent lady hasn't appeared in my life yet.
Well, Bob, I'm right here. Come on and get me.
But he did say yet. He did say yet. He's positive. He said yet.
You just row your little boat right up to me.
Row, row your boat.
I'll jump in. Now I'm going to look at your card.
That's funny because when you talk about boats, I am a ship's captain.
Ooh, wonderful.
which led me to the realization that yes, I am master and commander of this life that I do create.
Love that movie.
Yeah.
Yes, and I bet you're even better looking than Richard Crowe. Or
Russell.
Russell, excuse me.
Don't be giving him a different name now.
No.
I think it's what's in on the inside that's more important.
Well, of course. Of course, but having a little twinkle in your eye and a pretty smile doesn't hurt either.
Oh, I've got plenty of those, darling.
A wild man, Bob, I can tell.
Wild thing.
Well, let's see what we got cooking here for you.
Word up on that.
What we've got is, I know I've told you this before, because it's really resonating with me, that when you least expect it, she's going to be there. You aren't going to be looking your best. You won't even maybe be feeling your best. It's one of those days that you just kind of scratch right up the calendar, but it's going to be filled with serendipity for you. Absolutely. And she's going to share. She's going to be your partner in the work you're doing. This woman is extremely spiritual. She is a light worker in her own special way, and has such a gift of healing that the two of you together are going to be definitely the dynamic duo. Absolutely. You know, I feel this is a bit of a ministry that you're running here, because it has aspects to it that are seemingly quite spiritual in its way. And I could see all kinds of males, especially coming forward, who need help at the most desperate moment of their lives. And that's when you're going to be there and you're going to lift them up and your lady's going to be right there with you. And you better take your vitamins, Bob, because she's going to keep you exhausted.
Great, great. I could do with the exercise.
Yeah, right.
Nothing wrong with a little cardio.
All right, we have a card for you now.
We do. Before we move on, your angel card is Step Into the Spotlight is the subject. You have a message that the world needs to hear. It's time to share your wisdom.
There it is. There it is. I think that is perfect.
Guess we didn't silence anything.
Perfect for you, Bob. That is good.
Yeah, you need to step in the spotlight to get your message out.
Absolutely. Yeah. So glad you called us. You make my entire week when I hear from you.
Well, it's funny you should talk about spiritual ministry because it came to me the other day. I'm going to call it the God Project. And that just means, G-O-D, Gift of Depression, the Gift of Depression Project.
Oh, I love that. I do.
Yeah.
And let us help in any way we can whenever you are ready because we would love to be a play a role.
You're welcome anytime on any of our shows.
Absolutely.
Anytime.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'll see you in YouTube land or Facebook land or Blog Talk Radio. Give my love to Nicole.
I certainly will.
Yep, and she's listening, so she's got it.
Yes. And blessings to you, dear Bob. Thank you.
I'm glad you called back.
Yes.
We know it's a big deal. He's not only is he international, he's on the other side of the globe.
Absolutely.
So we're talking international in a big way. So we know there's a lot involved. Not so much the time because it was in the morning there. That's not so bad, you know, but we know there's some kind of dollar signs involved in making that call. So.
Oh, I'm sure. Unless he's got
a national plan, but that still costs dollar signs to have the plan, too.
You know, there's something about his voice or his personality. It glows. I mean, seriously, when we hear from him, I just feel kind of like tingly. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, you keep your tingles to yourself because we got another caller. We're going to area code 703, which is in Virginia. 703, not so far away.
I bet it's Andrea.
Yes. How are you?
Welcome. How are you doing?
Well, I want to let you know you were absolutely right because the lady from the office called me today and she said she couldn't offer me any more money and I can't go to the office in Reston, but I could go back to the office in Leesburg.
And you're going to do it for now?
For now, yeah. I had an interview today. I'm not sure how that went. It's for a staging company. Something that I've never really done. It's kind of like project management, but it could be a good opportunity. But, so she said I could come back. So she's going to talk to the other office manager and, you know, work out the details. But
I'm so happy.
Well, I mean,
that bridge wasn't burned for you.
Well,
let's put it that way.
And plus, she doesn't want to lose her medical benefits.
And you know what, Andrea, you should, I just had a great thought for you about this. I know you've said that you've had anxiety and a lot of issues with that, but this should confirm to you, that woman wants you. She could have replaced you on a dime.
I know, absolutely.
So
or just been stubborn.
Andrea, you've got something that they see in you, and they want that from you.
Some people could have been spiteful, but she wasn't.
No, and maybe everything you told her was dead on as far as...
Well, it's interesting you say that, because one of the girls who works in the office of Manassas said, you know how many people have quit because of Beatrice? I said, what? She goes, tons of people have quit because of her. And Courtney did say that they were still working on that issue. I say, no, I can deal with Beatrice. I just have to, you know, ignore her, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I'd rather work over there than go to Manassas. She says, yeah, we're still working on that issue with her. I'm like, okay, I don't know what that means, but.
Well, now you can. What is that saying? Walk softly and carry a big stick.
Speak softly and carry a big stick.
Oh, speak softly.
Teddy.
Yeah.
Teddy Roosevelt.
But that would make me feel so comfortable about going back, knowing I was so wanted that way.
Yeah. I still don't want to work there. I mean, there's still, you know, still a lot of, you know, issues and kind of the people are still kind of, you know, so I'm still working for something else. But I would give them a, you know, a notice because I would just get up and quit, you know. But she's been really, you know, fair and really nice. So if I do quit, I have to give some sort of notice, you know.
Sure. And she seems to have, you know, a tremendous amount of compassion, which I think is, you know.
She's the only one. She's the only one.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Are the other women, are they younger than you?
The one in Leesburg?
Yeah, well, yeah. Are you working
with
them?
Yeah, they're all younger than me. All of them, all younger than me.
So they're treating you with some ageism there, eh? You know, that's not right. These little know-it-alls, you know, they think they can push us older folk around. Well, I don't think so. You know, I don't think so. So what can I do your cards on?
Yeah.
How do you think the interview today went?
Oh,
okay. And today was with?
Staging company.
Staging.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Or selling
houses.
Yeah,
we sell a house, say, come stage your house, make it look like someone, you know.
Yep. All right. Now
that kind of stuff.
I got like 100 meetings for that. Nope. Roger that. On board.
Just you get a good feeling from it.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, international shout out to Jay. She's also in Australia. She's been here before.
Yes, she has.
We remember Jay.
Yes.
You remember there were some mix-ups on the name Jay, people thinking it was a guy. But it is indeed not.
Well, you know, there are a lot of men named Kim, too, and Lynn.
Yeah.
You know?
Don Wayne was Marion Campbell.
Yeah, see, Marion.
Yep. And a lot of Tracy, famous Tracy guys are out there, you know.
So you just don't know. Well, let's see what we got here. Yes, it's looking like you did a really good job in that interview. I personally would not be surprised that you get offered the position. Is it enough money for you?
And benefit-wise,
yeah.
Is it good?
I told her, yeah, they got benefits, and I told her what I was making, you know.
Okay.
And it's not the job, so, well, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah.
That's good. Sometimes it's just laterally, salary-wise, but it gets you in a better spot. That's like getting a raise anyway.
Yeah.
Better environment, better opportunities can be just like getting a raise because you know it's coming eventually.
Yeah, I didn't hear from the one in Herndon, but that's still a possibility, but I haven't heard yet. But I still feel there's one around the corner.
Well, you are not going to be back at
You're going back. You're not going to be back there too long.
At
right?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
I get all the places mixed up.
Me too.
The one. Manassas or Leesburg.
Leesburg.
You're going back to Leesburg. Is that where you're going?
Yes.
I'll forget. So.
Okay. I want to tell you something that's in these cards. It's concerns your daughter-in-law. I don't know if ever going to hear of this.
Mm-mm.
But what I'm perceiving here is if she hasn't already, she's going to very soon have a miscarriage.
Mm.
Yeah. And
really?
You know, yeah, and it's really going to hit her hard.
But you said if she hasn't already.
Well, I'm seeing her here grieving a great loss. And to me, it's coming through as a baby.
Well, sure, but I mean, you said already. I mean, she may have already had a miscarriage.
Yeah, or it could be in process right now.
Right.
You know, time.
Well, she's never said anything about being pregnant now, so they just got married, so I know they're going on the honeymoon, I think, next week.
Well, a lot of people get pregnant on their honeymoon.
I did. That's how I got pregnant on my honeymoon. So, hello.
A lot of people get pregnant after a night doing karaoke. But I'm just saying. You know,
karaoke
at a bar doing karaoke. You know, yeah. I'm just saying.
Well, she needs to. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if she'll turn to you because she's like really hiding this, and it doesn't, I feel, doesn't want you to know, but if you do get wind of it, be rest assured that she's really suffering, and I hope that your son will remind her that a good apple can't get shaken from the tree, and there was something missed there. And that little spirit went right back to, my son's called it baby land. What were you going to say?
No, I have a question. You're implying that that her son and daughter-in-law may knowingly be expecting a child and they would never tell her.
They wouldn't tell her. A lot of times people don't tell until the second trimester.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Or third. After so many weeks, just in case.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. All right.
It could be super early, you know, where she'll go into the doctor and the gynecologist will see what's what. Now, when I had a miscarriage, it was at 16 or 18 weeks. And so there was a little pink something that I got yelled at because I didn't bring it to the hospital at the time. But who's thinking at 4 o'clock in the morning and you're hemorrhaging all over the place? You know what I mean? So she isn't going to want you to know. I think that in her culture, perhaps, they don't like to share a lot of hardship. Did you say she's Chinese, Japanese?
Vietnamese. Yeah.
Well, I think the women...
Well, you had the ease part, right?
The ease, yeah. Well, yeah. I think in the Asian culture, from what I'm gathering, plus I have a daughter-in-law who's in, you know, went back to Japan.
She wasn't recalled or... she wasn't deported. They're vacationing back in her homeland right now. That's what she's
Well, my son brought her back because she doesn't like our medical. They get fed a lot of propaganda.
Yep, and they are robots. They get fed, they gobble. Oh my God! If remember that Jones guy,
James Jones. Yeah.
If that dude would have been in Japan, he would have had the whole country would have followed him. They just like to follow and believe any kind of Kool-Aid glass they put in front of them. It's amazing.
Yeah, my daughter-in-law has had some mental health issues, and she didn't want to see any, you know what I mean? And when it comes to, for one thing, I showed her a darling little video of a Chinese little girl who had learned to blow kisses. And she thought, please don't show me that. We hate Chinese people.
Yep.
And I'm thinking...
Even though it was like a... How many month old infant? Yeah.
No, but it was about the war from long ago. They never got over it.
Yeah, whatever. They suck balls.
So my point for you is, she probably wants to show strength.
Yeah.
What?
I want to show you something important too.
Oh my God. Okay, Andrea.
Yeah, explain to her. She's on the radio. She can't have a visual. I was trying to get her attention without breaking her train of thought.
It felt to me like when you're a kid and you get kicked under the table, like, quit talking.
I wasn't kicking you, though.
Okay, no. But I have a card that fell on the floor.
There you go. That was the whole thing there.
Right? Yes. And as everybody has heard me say, Grandma always believed if it falls on the floor, it's coming to the door. And this card, ooh la la, this is... passion, attraction.
I just started talking to him a couple days ago.
Okay, well, then maybe that card is what had to go to the floor. Had no choice but
to
go to the
floor. Yes, to show you. Yes, and I'll tell you what. You are going to feel like the woman you haven't felt like in a long time. This new romance is going to get those juices flowing. And the glow in your face, you know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the glow in the face happened when you got pregnant.
No, there's another glow.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you had
another glow. And he lives in Ashburn. He literally lives in Ashburn. So he could be like 10 minutes away from me.
God.
Well, that is important. You know, this
is.
This,
yeah.
This 100-mile stuff or
greater.
Or
across the world.
Whatever, that's just crap. But anyway.
But oh, it just goes to show, romance and passion knows no age.
Mm-hmm.
You like Bob, you better take your vitamins. You're going to need them.
They're vitamins.
Vitamins.
All right. Stand by for your angel card reading. The subject is your vibration is rising.
Oh, good.
This is a time of great spiritual growth for you. You're evolving to occupy a higher energetic frequency.
I love it.
Nice. She's on the move in the upward direction spiritually.
And you are so due for this. So, boy,
yeah,
when it comes,
it's been a long time coming.
Yeah, and be careful.
Yeah, that's cool.
Be careful with him. You know, it could cause spontaneous combustion, and then poof, he's gone. So, yeah.
So far, so good.
All right, honey. Take
so
care.
Keep a fire extinguisher.
Okay.
Have
a fire extinguisher on each side of a bed.
All right, I'll do that.
Take care. We love you.
Okay.
Long time.
Love you too. Bye.
There we go. There we go with that word we just talked about.
Well, it's true. We were talking about.
I've had a conversation with this my whole life about people saying that.
We throw the word love around like it's a conversational basketball.
It's like nice day. It literally is nice
bye,
day.
Bye. I love ya.
Yeah. It's nice
or, I'm so glad you called. I love you.
Yeah, it's like saying, I'll see you later. It's actually almost has the same meaning at a certain point.
And when do we, you know what I say?
What you saying?
It isn't what love says. It's what love does. That's my saying. You can say you love humanity. You can say you love the planet. You love your neighbors, you love your coworkers, but what do you do to show it? Or with the people you love?
The thing that to me, it's almost like the boy that cried wolf.
Really?
If you just constantly say, I love you, and then all of a sudden you tell somebody, hey, I really love you, they're going to be like, yeah, you love everybody.
That's what he says.
The boy
me.
That cries wolf. I mean, just because you say, oh, man, I love you a lot. It's like, but you love every single person you talk to. So that. When you say the word, it doesn't mean that you have special meaning to that word. So that was just a weird conversation. Anyway, let's not delay.
But I love Andrea, and I love everybody here.
You know what? Deborah Jesus Lee. There we go. All right. You know what? Your holidays, well, one of your holidays is come and gone. Easter, you got Christmas still, which is the celebration of your birth.
Until then, I can say I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, indeed. All right, let's move on, folks. Let's move it on because we're over the hump. We're over the halfway point of the show.
All right, let's go.
We're on the downhill run.
And
we got to pick it up. Facebookers,
remember, when we're off the air, we will be joining you for a little bit. So don't get frantic here. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Going to area code 423. Which is in Tennessee. All right, 423, welcome to the show.
Hello there, Damien.
It should be Damien.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yep, that is. You guessed right.
Well,
hello there.
It's not like we're psychic. Now, Damien gave us a whole bunch of clues. So everybody's probably like, wow, I knew exactly that. I will not perpetrate a fraud. Yep, we knew he was calling.
So you say there's no news yet.
No news, which isn't good news in
no,
the legal
it
world.
Seems like... They must be taking their sweet little time in terms of rescheduling, or I know when you had done the previous reading that the reason why it got rescheduled was because they wanted to go out and have fun, but the fact that they're taking this long to reschedule, I'm getting this feeling that either something has come up or maybe they're not so confident in their case as they really thought they were. Because when I ask them, you know, why are we having a reschedule, I've heard not an email, not a phone call, nothing in the mail, literally nothing. So I don't know what's going on.
Well, the last time they canceled, the cards insisted that they went to play somewhere. They went to golf. They went to the beach.
Whatever they do.
Yeah.
When they're not legally.
They might have had a 6-martini lunch. Who knows?
Whatever they do when they're not doing the illegal stuff. But they might say, you know what? We'll go to this place and we'll, for like off and on, we'll talk about work and we'll all write it off. Yeehaw.
Yeah, but that's not
right,
fair.
So I guess where the question is to see where things are at. But most importantly, just to see like, do they really believe in their case, or are they just trying to, I guess, blow smoke up my ass just to try to create something that sounds very legally coercive and intimidating just by the wording, but in reality is all bark and no bite?
Yeah, I know what he's saying. And I would be asking the same questions if I was in his spot without any cards. I would be like...
Because when I reread everything, it's like... And I even read some of the other statutes that they quoted in their case, and I looked them up. I'm like, dude, that is not even remotely close to what that particular statute is supposed to say in either the letter or the color of the law. So I'm just like, I'm starting to think that really they're just a bunch of incompetents just trying to, I guess, bark their way into everything, thinking I'll just bow down and more or less kiss their ass and just cave to them. But I'm like, nah. I'm not. Clearly seeing this, they don't know their own ass from a hole in the ground. No offense. They just don't.
No, I mean, I think if anybody would be offended, it would be the hole in the ground. But first of all, international shout-out to Rachel in Australia.
Alrighty.
We've had a pretty good representative from the land down under.
Yes, we do today. Yeah.
One caller, two folks here on Facebook.
Damien,
all right, back
what
to Damien.
Your cards are telling me is this is almost moot. You're calling tonight because you're going to hear from them. There's a woman here,
okay.
Like wrapping up some stuff, but I feel you're going to be very happy to get that message or that phone call that things are, you know, they're going to get that party started. And I see good things coming for you now. I don't want to pump too much sunshine up your skirt, so to speak.
Yeah,
right.
Damn skirts.
But it's looking...
Right, to keep temper to expectations, just to make sure everything's proportional and in balance.
Well, I really see that it's going to have a very favorable outcome in your cards. But now remember, things do fluctuate. The future tends to be a bit fluid. You're dealing with lawyers.
Yeah, there's a whole different ball game right there.
Yeah. Yeah, but I really think you've got something good on the way. This contact from, there's a woman here, the contact with her is going to be very, the vibe is this is going to make you feel good. And she's looking to the future. I think this woman wants to put this to bed. Like, for instance, give the guy the money. Let him have the money. We don't need to waste time on, you know, because this is small potatoes to a lot of firms out there. Why not just pay him off and, you know, get rid of him, let him go. So that's the essence of what I'm getting for you.
Okay. So are the cards showing that, like, anything new has come up, or that, like, is this woman, like maybe a fresh set of eyes to more or less get, like, a new perspective or to really look at things in a different light, so to speak?
Yes. And actually, yes, this is – oh, you said something. I was immediately going to respond to that. I believe something has come up that they now believe that this should be decided in your favor. But remember now, we always have to tell people, you know, I don't have a legal degree or any kind of background. I'm not even a paralegal. So, you know, I'm just telling you my opinion, my thoughts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I have had some success in the past.
All right. So I guess my last question would be, so... All right, so if the phone call is going to be very good, is she going to more or less, like, want to just go ahead and settle us outside the court, like, give me the property back and compensate me for, like, my pain and suffering and all the BS I've been through, something like that?
That's what I am putting my money on here, yeah. That they want to, you know, what is that they say? Make it go away. That's what lawyers like to say.
Yeah, compromise. Compromise that way, in theory, in the lawyer world, then everybody's happy. Both legal firms are happy. In theory, both clients are happy. And the lawyers walk away with the cash in their pocket, too. So they think everybody's happy. That's all they care about.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, cash.
But is this particular woman, is she at this existing firm, or is she, like, not associated with either of the parties that have dealt with this before?
That's kind of complex for me.
Not coming out in this reading.
Yeah,
right?
I'd have to lay them out again. and it would help if you call again.
Yeah,
but
so right.
Yeah, well, you can do that some other time. That's fine.
Right.
I know you're on a time crunch.
We are, but we have a Oracle card for you. It's a good one. Archangel Michael is with you now. Even though you can't see it, I am actively working on this situation. I am here and helping you. So you don't see it, you don't feel it, but Archangel Michael said he is actually helping you with this situation.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good guy I would like to help me with any situation I have going on. The right-hand man of God, so to speak.
Okay.
All right.
Well, at least I'm glad to hear that something will be coming my way and that I will like what's coming my way, because I'm ready for some good news. I'm ready for this to just be done and over with and move on with my life. So I can say, it's done, it's over, I won, and I guess get ready for the next big event that comes my way.
Yeah,
well, you know, life is going to throw big events. Sometimes we don't like them, but there will be big events coming.
Yes, exactly. So I think it looks good. And I think you should hold on to that energy and see. I said, you're going to hear from them really soon. Okay.
Well, I will definitely keep you all posted whenever I have something to report. Then I'll let you know. But if I haven't reached out to y'all, then y'all know that I've not been reached out to yet, and that there's just nothing to report on at this time.
News is good news.
We hear you. You just don't want to check in. That's fine, too. You know, we don't discourage anybody from calling back for any reason.
Rachel in Australia is saying, good luck, kind sir.
Good luck, kind sir.
Yes, that's to you.
Yeah, it ain't to me.
So take care, hon. Take care.
All right, good luck to you, sir. All right, Damien hasn't departed because it almost sounds like they've passed into another life. Damien has moved on. His spirit is with us. Nah, just kidding. All right, I open the floor real quick because she refreshed the color board because sometimes it gets swamped early and then it just freaks out and freezes, so she reboots it. So we're going to give you a quick little 2-3 seconds, and then we're going to switch. If we don't hear a little ring ring or a type type, and we're going to go because I have an email reading.
Oh, maybe we should do that while they're thinking.
Give us the email reading. Oh, Nicole. She is. Who's she? Nicole is the one running. She is the captain of this ship.
She is.
So when you see me on my phone, I'm not playing like games or crap like that. I'm talking. Oh, there we go. Stand by, folks. Take it away, Tampa Bay. Whatever you want to do. Which one you want? Probably the.
No, I'm going to do
this. Might have to turn your speaker up a little bit. Stand by. We are under. We're down to about 13 minutes ish, a little bit more.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
What's up, Rosemary? You look kind of sad.
Sad and tired.
Yeah.
Oh, she's got the time zone lag going.
Yeah, you've messaged me and said you're coming back sooner than you planned.
Yeah, I'm looking for the ticket for next week.
Are you?
So.
Well, I bet this was a good learning experience for you to go there. Are you out of money, did you say?
No, I fixed it, hopefully, because they put it on hold with disability for some reason, and they have discharged me from it.
Okay.
So they can give me my unemployment.
Hon, what would you like me to look at for you?
My buddy's giving me an issue to this whole town when I walked in Thursday. So the right one is coming up to me because I've been getting a lot of mixed signals in. I'm not going to do, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. So are you wanting me to look and see if the right one will come to your life soon?
Right.
Okay.
Soon as in, like, before you come back to the United States, or just soon in general?
Soon in general.
Okay, that's cool. Right. That's cool.
And while you're there, my grandma would say to you, keep your knees crossed and your mind on Jesus.
Jesus!
She would. I go to my mom's town first before I leave. So that's a different section of
Italy.
So.
Oh, yeah. Well, here I go.
I went to Naples when I was in the Navy, and I went to Rome.
I heard Naples is pretty awesome.
Did you know?
Yeah, Daryl said that.
Well.
Not really.
Not really?
Not really. No, I agree with her. Not really. It's a port town. It's a port town with a lot of ships. You know, they're kind of a little bit of an armpit of Italy. Now, you can go find good places in an armpit, but overall, I found it as kind of an armpit. It reminded me of a shipyard type of town. It was kind of,
yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't the worst place I've been to, but I was like, yeah, you know.
Well, Rome. How was Rome?
Well, Rome was pretty cool. I wasn't there that long, but Rome was pretty cool. When you see, I didn't even go visit, but just seeing the Colosseum is just like, damn. Just seeing it. Damn. I didn't even get close to it, but it's like, damn.
I wonder if there's a bunch of spirits in there from all the killings.
You don't know. Oh, if there is, it could be in, one would think they would move on, but some of them don't. Yeah, but there probably should be in that place. Good Lord.
My late husband got bit by a horse by the Vatican. You know how they ride around on their horses? And he punched the horse just like in Blazing Saddles.
I bet you that horse didn't go down on the ground like when Alex Karras punched it in Blazing Saddles.
But Daryl got told, you know, if the horse bites you, he doesn't like you, so leave him alone.
I say, you know what? A horse bites me, I don't blame him for smacking it.
He said it's
not going to hurt the horse.
Said it hurt Daryl.
Oh, of course. I mean,
they got those teeth,
Yeah. That's why I like when you feed them an apple, you're doing like this, and they don't accidentally get a finger.
All right, you Rosemary, I won't keep you in suspense.
Word up. Yeah, give it up. Give it up. The reading, Deb.
Yeah, I know. It's going to come to you when you get back home. You know, there is kind of just a vacation place. The people you meet are a bunch of spoiled men. I mean, I'm sorry. I hate to seem like that, but they're spoiled. They get all this influx of tourists.
There's a lot of places where they're spoiled on both sexes, too.
You know?
Here, there's a lot of spoiled women here, right? There's so many military guys. So it's not unique, but you know, like you said, but to where she is, obviously they're the spoiled ones, right? The men.
Pretty much.
But in some places, it's the women.
They talk a lot of, you know.
Because you know what? They actually can be picky because they have a lot of things to choose from. You know, stick them in another environment, they'd be singing a different tune, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's going to happen when you get home. And, you know, look at this trip as having been filled with discernment for you. Because I think, actually, you're coming home with an entirely new state of mind, Rosemary, where I think you're beginning to realize your worth and that you don't have to be, you don't have to be around people, around supposed family who don't treat you right.
Yeah, you got to stick up.
You know, yeah, it's time for you to stick up for yourself.
Don't be a doormat.
Mm-mm. Yeah, so you can talk to me before I leave.
You know,
I got to go. I'll come back here and then leave.
Just remember, the world is full of houses. Houses everywhere.
And houses are relative. Apartments, rooms.
Yeah. And you're
whatever it takes.
You've got a great job coming your way. My sense is, I feel that when you get this new job, they are going to promote from within, and they'll give like on-the-job training. So you're gonna come home a whole new woman. Yeah. So get ready because things are gonna happen. You've got a new man. He's right now feeling. Here he is. He's walking around where you live back home, and he's thinking, I'm never going to find anybody. I'm just going to have to be alone for the rest of my life. And he is sad, but he's your turkey, and he's just about fully cooked. Okay? So remember we talked about turkeys? If you prefer, we can go with the friend show. A variety, your lobster. He's your lobster.
But we got to move.
He's feeling pretty low right now.
All right. So,
yeah. All right, here comes Jim.
We got to do it. We got to do. All right. We got an angel card. It is. You will manifest what you need.
Yep.
Express gratitude as if your plans have already come to pass. Trust that your angels are bringing you the assistance you need. And it's almost like a little package.
Oh, it is. It's like a gift.
Yeah, it's like a gift, or it could be you maybe going somewhere. It's how you want to look at
it. It's real cute.
All right, we got to go.
By the way, Rosemary's mentioning cute. The new guy is adorable.
All right.
Adorable. If you don't want him, send him over here.
Yeah, whatever.
Yep, send him to Mama.
Send him somewhere, but we got to go.
All right.
Send him to UPS. I don't care.
Take care. Keep joining us, and you'll be home before you know it. Okay? All right, honey.
Rock on.
Take care. Bye-bye, sweets. I got to let you go.
That's right. It's very dark there, so she's indoors. All right. We got about 8-9 minutes. Let's go to area code 520.
Hey, Lisa.
We only got about 8 minutes, but hey, you know what? We'll do what we got to do. Let's rock.
Start talking fast.
You talk.
Yeah. Okay. I haven't seen we have not talked with each other. He's going in and out of his apartment, and I saw him drive by, and he's staring at my windows, and I've been busy. I've had a project here in the morning, and then I ran outside to go work out with someone down a ways away. Then I had another business meeting. So what do the cards say, Deb?
Okay.
All right, just a minute. Well, tell me. You're not having a fight, are you?
Yeah, what is your concern?
Well, no, but he sounded very angry this morning. Knowing he was on the phone in his place, I was upset because I could hear him, and I was waking up. I was trying to sleep in. Anyway, so what's going on? Are we looking good together?
Well, I'm just wondering a little bit why you feel insecure about that.
Throw the cards on.
Well,
I'm wondering.
Think about that and answer it while I throw your card.
Yeah, I'm going to help her.
Yeah.
Because you called in kind of feeling you were very negative on your question. You were feeling very negative.
It seems this is unusual what's going on. You know, he's hunkered down. And he was angry on the phone the other day. I heard him. And then this morning he was angry, and I was trying to get some sleep. And we have not engaged. Usually we engage, we interact. Yesterday he had said, I said, just you get to me. Back to me on the schedule, because this week we're supposed to do a couple of things together. We're going to go out of town and do a couple of different places. It's mostly project focused, but kind of fun. And I don't know if we're going to go tomorrow together. I invited a girlfriend of mine tomorrow to go to a neighborhood coffee. Usually, I went with him last time, but I didn't want to depend on that with him.
Let me ask you. Did you send him a good morning message? Did you?
Oops.
Hell no.
Why not? Okay.
Why was that?
Yeah, why not?
What happened?
You know what? I put a lot of myself out and to him. And then yesterday, he and I were having that little interchange in the kitchen. I don't know if you remember what was going on. And he was chasing me in the kitchen.
Remember that? But that seemed all good. That didn't seem negative. Did something negative happen after that, later that night?
We talked, and then I went to go see my friend. I invited him to come listen to my friend play, and he said he's watching somebody's cat. And so I didn't see him, after 5. And I was like, I was talking to a girlfriend this morning. I said I was locked up here, lost and lonely. And she said, there were some people playing music downtown, so I should have gone there. I guess, I don't know. What's going on, Deb?
You want to know? I'm going to tell you straight right now.
Stand by.
I'm even rolling up my sleeves for this one.
Holy bat poop.
You ready? Brace yourself. Absolutely nothing is going on.
You are reading between the lines that should not be read between, right?
I guess you know how to read.
I was going to say real quick. Try to speed this up. We're running out of time, that's all.
Lisa, he's feeling very good about you right now. Like you are his lobster.
Okay. What is it? Whoa, that's an interesting example.
It's from Friends. It's supposed to be like you're one.
Really?
But turkey sounds kind of cheesy.
I would never have picked either one of those things.
I feel
anyway,
that. yet feel like she needs to have a little space too, and just like you do sometimes. But you shouldn't be overthinking this. She is not making any moves. She isn't thinking. You know, men are pretty simple creatures. Right, guys? Come on, you are. They don't compartmentalize like we do. Everything has a box. If you've ever seen that guy on the internet, it's amazing. Men just kind of throw everything in one box. They don't worry about what is she thinking.
As far as emotions.
Right.
There's other things where we do organize things. But, yeah, as far as emotions, why would you try to organize something that is almost hard to even comprehend?
And one thing is you make him nervous. Because you have the ability, and it's uncanny to him, that you have the ability to take a tiny little thing and, whoa, blow it up into, you know, full magnitude of...
That's a man that doesn't know anything about women.
Really? Well, maybe that's his biggest problem.
That is his biggest problem. We all know that by the age of, like, in our late 20s even, or the idiots might take longer in their 30s. You know that, oh yeah, oh, any little thing out there can turn into an atomic warhead.
It can.
The slightest, hey, how come you didn't say hi to me the other day without your friends? Like, I was out there partying. They don't need to.
Well, I'm listening to you both. I'm listening to you both. And I always learn a lot through this coaching. And all of that could be very true. Maybe you're right. You know, he's more of a guy. He keeps reminding me, I'm a guy. Okay.
And you are like superimposing female attributes on him. Try to stop doing that. God, I hate having to do this to you, but they're going to kick us out of here soon. We have
Thank
to end
you,
the show.
Yeah, we got a couple minutes.
Yes.
Earth
in touch
angels,
soon.
Thank you, Earth angels.
Well, we love you too. Here we go.
Okay.
Take care, honey. Bye-bye now.
And the biggest positive thing out of that is there was nothing bad happening.
But bye-bye. See, we women have a tendency to think, wait a minute, I haven't heard from him. What do you think this means? I'm not sending him a message. Hell
classic.
No.
That is classic, woman.
It is.
Classic.
And then by the time this guy shows up and he says, hey, how are you? What happened? She's like, sure, you say hi to me now.
She hits him with a flamethrower. He doesn't even know what the hell he did. Why did I just walk into a burning building? I don't even know what's going on.
But they don't. They don't.
Yes. And that is why that prohibition didn't last very long, because they said, you know what?
Men need this.
Men need this alcohol, or they're going to stop. We're going to stop having any more babies in the United States of America. They're not going to be able to cope with the women.
But just remember, men are from... Mars.
Or whatever. Was that what it was?
Women are from Venus.
Which I always thought was funny because...
It's so
never mind why I think it was funny. We're under two... We're on the one minute mark. We're on the goodbye.
Buddy,
60 seconds.
You are soon getting word of the upcoming free class in personal prophecy. Don't worry. You can't miss it. I will make sure you have plenty of notice. Just wanted to kind of tickle your...
We don't want to put out a turd, so we're going to totally field test it first.
Yes.
Totally field test.
No turds.
No turds. We hate turds.
All right, everybody. On News for the Soul, we've enjoyed you so much.
Thank
tonight.
You so much. Nicole gave us a couple extra minutes. We appreciate it.
Yes, Nicole. Thank you very much. So
Thank
wonderful.
You.
Thank you.
Yep.
And hey, everybody, go to News for the Soul.
24/7.
There's something there for everybody.
Yep.
And some big names, too.
Yep. Yep,
you know,
and
not just me. I love it.
And if you go through their archives, you could spend an eternity in
their archives. You
forever.
Could. Go browse. She's got, it's like amazing, a whole universe. Take care, everybody. We got to go. Hugs and love. See you next time. Bye-bye.
When you got to go, you got to go.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.